Behind the Beard, WNC is back in action. We've got Carson Jones, Mike Anderson, Lewis Anderson, myself, Patrick Pohl. We're going to banter about some more football stuff, high school, maybe a little college. We're going to figure out what the heck we did over Thanksgiving. Wow, I know I ate too much food. Gentlemen, what happened?
Welcome to the next iteration it of is. Behind the Beard.
I've been waiting for him to say you don't have to like this podcast, but
you all gave me trouble about it, so I stopped saying it.
Yes, you should quit saying
it. I respond to coaching. I appreciate feedback.
Coaching, that's funny. Like, okay.
I was gonna tell Pat if he said that, you know, if you don't like this podcast, there's some out there. I was gonna take a different approach and say, then you may need to look yourself in the mirror because
that's right.
This podcast is for you.
For me, specifically?
No, it's for all the listeners.
Oh, for all the listeners, yes.
It's for all the listeners. Everything we've said all year has been completely the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
And except Pat's picks.
Yeah, my picks have been horrible.
I miss the days when we're getting this crazy podcast.
Those guys are crazy.
Yeah, we were very, I don't know. I mean, we weren't super controversial. We didn't have anybody come after us this year except for... We had a few chirps about us not picking Brevard. All of us not picking Brevard to cover 57 points every game.
And then Nashville. And they both had close games that week.
Yes, they did.
Oh, man. Good times.
So you're saying I've been behaved this year.
You've been pretty well behaved this year, Lewis. See? I've been impressed.
At least the portions we've released to the public.
Yes. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day when this is over, we'll release everything.
Your disdain for Reynolds is still prevalent for sure.
But I have it all. I have all the raw footage stored.
I know you do.
Oh gosh!
Please don't ever release it.
So let's talk for a minute about the college coaching carousel. Lane Kiffin dropped the bomb yesterday. He's heading to LSU.
Like he already left. He left Ole Miss, and they've got a bowl game.
No, they have a college football playoffs.
Playoff game coming up. He's just gone. Okay. Just
decided he was gone. Headed to LSU.
What's your take on that? I mean, what do you guys
bull
think?
Crap. It happened to Florida State. We didn't know he was leaving. They found his Christmas tree at the road. Do you remember that?
Who are we talking about? I don't remember that.
Oh, hold on a minute. What is his name? Yeah, it was Jimbo Fisher. He didn't even tell anybody. He just put his tree out at the road. Next thing you know, he's in Texas.
Texas A&M wishes he'd have stayed with y'all.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess to me, it's like the college football calendar is the true enemy. That's the real issue here because it's not just Lane that's making the move. It's very highlighted with him because their team has had the best season in school history.
Now, one thing I know because Brendan came home and told me about that. You know, he had his season-ending meeting with his coaches up there at Eastern Kentucky. And they met with them individually, each one of them. And the question they asked is, are you going to be back for spring ball or are you not?
Is this the coach asking them or them asking the coach?
No, the coach asking them that. But they were doing that because apparently the portal is open.
Soon,
like here in another week or two. And then it's not open again until the summer. Is that after spring ball or something? So and maybe that's part of it.
Players after the playoff. You get an extra week or 5 days, or you get time if your team is in the college football playoff.
So an LSU is not going to make that.
Not,
so that may be why.
That's why he's got to go.
That's exactly because he has for the portal.
He's got to go.
Yeah, he's got to get his guy. He's got to start building a roster. And what's tough though is that I would say, don't you think being the LSU head coach, don't you think a lot of your target players would be players that are playing in the playoff?
I think so.
Yeah.
Probably.
Although all the teams that aren't making it, there are some studs, you know, because it's kind of leveled out.
There definitely are. But it still shows what's wrong with the college football calendar is that it's, you know, you've got players. It's like if you're recruiting, say you want to bring a running back in. It's like I saw a report today. They're ready to offer $3 to $5 million for Jeremiah Love at Notre Dame. It's like Notre Dame, they're not going to know if they get him. I mean, unless there's so many things behind the, you know, handshake deal behind closed doors, but it's like they're going to be talking to Jeremiah Love stuff while he is
preparing.
Wouldn't
that be illegal?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
tampering.
Yeah.
But you don't think it's happening?
I'm a strict rule follower, so I would never do that.
Agony.
But we got some coaching. I mean, talk about the coaching carousel. Tulane's coach, John Summerall, was the hot name for Auburn.
Is he related to Pat Summerall?
Go ahead. I don't know, but he was hired by Florida. And I think that threw a curveball because Auburn, he was definitely Auburn's number one guy. So then, Auburn had to pivot.
Then Auburn almost went with their interim coach, which I'm not sure would have been a great move.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, when the interim coach comes in, it's like, and they have, you know, the guys get up, you know, yeah, you know, there's always a pickup where, like, the kids right. play a little extra motivated and stuff. They ended up going with Alex Golish, who is the South Florida head coach.
And I think that's a good choice.
Yeah.
So if Auburn beats Alabama, do you think they still go with Alex Golish?
That's what's interesting, because
I guess there's no way to really know.
I don't know. I don't know. Is it, if that guy would have won the Alabama game.
Yeah.
Would he have got the job after the game?
Can you fire him after he beats Alabama?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great...
Your arch rival.
Great question.
Same reason that Dave Dorn never gets fired.
Can we get Pat to comment on the Kentucky Wildcats
situation? Yeah, how about that? That was interesting because they interviewed Stoops after the absolute crushing defeat by Louisville.
He said, blame it on you guys.
And he said he wasn't going to go anywhere. He has no intentions of leaving, and he was going to be there for the long run. Obviously, he... got the boot over the weekend.
They said, you will not be here for the long run.
You're out. Stoops had a long run there.
Did you see his buyout information?
No, I did not.
It's like Pat Bowl money. Go ahead.
He gets 75% of his remaining contract, which is $37
million. Wow.
And it has to be paid out within full 60 days of termination.
Wow. I love that.
Pat, have they called you for money?
They have not called me. Okay. I'm not a graduate of the University of Kentucky.
But you're
I'm
just a fan. So.
You have to be a booster there too, right?
No. I'm just a booster at Reynolds High School. And I'm a season ticket holder at Eastern Kentucky University. That's it.
Nice.
Another mid-major guy got swiped up. James Madison. Okay. Their coach, I think it was today, announced UCLA.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's heading across the country.
Across the country.
Yeah.
And then you got... Memphis coach headed to Arkansas.
Ryan Silverfield.
I've never even heard of Ryan Silver. I can't even say it.
Silverfield.
I've never heard of Ryan Silverfield. Are you familiar with him, Carson?
I'm not. But
you a big Memphis fan?
No. But my question to y'all to, you know, kind of bring this home, who's Penn State's guy? Everybody seems like they've swiped up their guy. Who is Penn State closing their crosshairs?
So, I read a lot of rumors that it could be Alabama guy. What's his name?
It's going to really upset one of our listeners, but Kalen DeBoer.
Kalen DeBoer, yeah.
Kalen DeBoer is a hot name.
Why would you leave Alabama for Penn State? What's the draw? Unless it's just money.
I don't think it's... I don't think it's money. I think it has to be...
Maybe he likes gymnastics.
It has to be something else. I'm not 100% sure. So... that's interesting. I also saw a rumor that Josh Heupel, the Tennessee coach. It's funny when these college coaching openings happen and they do the flight trackers and they're tracking private planes and it's like, and I mean, imagine if Pat was a college coach, they would be tracking his plane all over the Western Hemisphere.
No.
I do have bad news, Lewis.
What is that?
They've been checking Mike Norvell's plane. It hasn't left Florida.
Hasn't moved, dude.
No. Now he's staying there.
Golly.
The memes of him, it's almost as funny as the DJ Ugalagales or whatever his name was when it was just like ASS. And it always showed a picture of him with capital on it.
Yeah.
Well, the next thing you know, it's like Norvell's safe. They're keeping him. They're keeping him, which is huge, Lewis.
It's
hugely we
wrong.
Got our guys. You've got Norvell. I've got Bill Belichick, and we're.
I mean, how did Bill Belichick look on Saturday against the Wolfpack?
I will tell you because I saw
Chapel
it with,
Bill.
I saw it with my own eyes. He looked old. He looked cold. He looked disinterested. Very disheartening. That was a very tough game for a Carolina fan to be at.
The dude has to be tired.
The second half, it's like Mike made a comment today about his jacket. It's like he had his hood up the whole second half. It's like, what's he doing?
He's trying to keep up with the 20-year-old dude.
He didn't talk. I did not see him communicate to a player once during the whole game. And I know some coaches are like, practice is where I coach at. It's like
Bill and Mac Brown wearing the same jacket. I love that. Both your senior citizen coaches.
Honestly, but tough.
Think about it though. When Bill was successful, what was his quarterback doing after every drive? Coming over there and talking to him.
I can tell you, my wife was like, where's he at? I said, say someone had the ball on the 20-yard line. Bill is on the other 40. And I was like, he can't even see that far to see what's going on. But I don't know. He gets his thing. Mac Brown had a little notebook. And he always got his little notebook out. And we would be like, what in the hell is he writing in that notebook? It's like we just had our 14th penalty.
He's Dear Diary.
Dear Diary.
Well, I love Raleigh, North Carolina.
You know what Bill does?
Everything's red.
Bill gets his, someone hands Bill an iPad. He looks at it for about 15 seconds, hands it back to him. Like, he don't know how to use an iPad, number one. And second off,
he might know.
I think he knows how to use an iPad.
It's like an iPhone, only bigger.
Either way, tough game for morale. But I mean,
it looked fantastic.
35,000 happy state fans.
So you know, you're pretty happy about it, weren't you, Mike?
Yes, indeed.
You know what's good about us keeping our coaches?
What?
The liquor industry is going to be great this next year.
I mean, huge. Yeah. And we're going to sit here and talk about my teams. It's like, can we talk about the 9-3 Chicago Bears?
No.
Wow. And Ben Johnson taking his shirt off in the locker room. That was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Also, Ben Johnson. Shout out Ben Johnson with Reynolds. I mean, they're during the Friday game.
Pat loves young men with their shirt off.
Did he have
absolutely not.
Did he have an ACR rocket tattoo right here?
I did not notice. I was not staring. I just thought it was entertaining that he was firing up his crowd by taking his shirt off.
You're watching an NFL game, and they're showing highlights of a AC Reynolds quarterback, and then also him doing the good, better, best in the locker room that he now does with the Bears. I thought that was interesting. That is cool. I'm not even a Rocket guy, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of that around here.
So speaking of Rockets, last week we talked about some coaching changes. Today, Wes Henderson announces their coach is retiring.
Yeah.
So Wes Henderson now open.
What did he say, 15 big years? Job. Was that 15?
15, yeah. That's a top 3, 4, 5 job in West North Carolina.
Oh, without a doubt.
I agree completely.
I would almost say that's better than being in Buncombe County coaching.
Maybe.
Because they have all their bye weeks taken care of, you know, because they're forced to play each other.
And they got to play each other.
Yeah. All this stuff. And Hendersonville's pretty good pool talent. And if you're at West, it's the more dominant one the last few years.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
pretty good job to walk into.
I think when you look too about like the community and what you're going to have, it's mm-hmm. Mills River is just flourishing.
Yeah, and it's growing.
It's growing. And next thing you know, you get families in there that are supporting. You get good community. I can tell you just from some of their runs and other athletics. I mean, their place is pretty filled up every single night. They fill up for a lot of sporting events. I would say that they'll have a good candidate pool that would. Be interested in that job is what I would think.
Yeah, we've heard some names of people who might be interested.
We're not going to share them.
No, it could be a surprise to some folks who
could be very surprising. Yeah, but I don't think it's surprising if you realize like what all that school has going for them. With you know, and there's a reason that Coach Whitaker was there for 30 years.
Yeah,
I mean it's one of those. He could have retired several years ago, but when you're there and you're enjoying it and it's a great place to be. Your principal played football at App State. It's like, I mean, that can't hurt either.
Right.
This is an idea I've been kicking around in my head. When you're reaching the end of your career, Pat, and you're making the most money you've ever done, how hard is it to walk away? Because you're making the most money. It's kind of, you got it figured out.
That would totally depend on your financial plan that you created.
I know, but like, if you're getting X amount of money to stay and you don't have to do much, it's kind of hard to walk away from.
Pat doesn't make heartfelt decisions. They're based only on information and fact, stats.
When I get to that number and that age, I'm out. I don't care how much I'm being paid at that point.
I think it's more of, we've talked about these coaches, how it's, I mean, that's all they've known. I mean, with Coach Laws, it's like, it's going to be very different for him to not, you know, to not have 60 young men like that he's guiding and leading. So I do think that plays a role, not just financially, but yeah.
Carson, you and I both know a couple guys who have retired in the last several years, and they both say it's tough. What? Your job is, for some people, their identity.
Without a doubt.
You start thinking, too, of these college coaches that coach for so long and whatnot. It's like, you know, how many relationships do you build through work, through all this stuff? It's like, I mean, you better have a plan to do something. Cause we, like Mike said, we've talked to people that's retired and having money in a bank account's fine. It's like, oh yeah, I don't have to work. But then you're like, okay, I'm kind of losing my purpose. Like one of my good friends who worked with us, he's like, I had to figure out, had to put my jeans on every single morning so that I was like getting up, trying to stay active. If not, I'd just sit on the couch all day. And he's like, it's not healthy for me.
No.
So,
yeah, you got to have some hobbies. You got to have some things you want to do.
So, yeah. Quick question for you, Carson. As a former West Henderson assistant coach, are you thinking about applying for the job?
So, I probably will not put my name in it, but I would say to Mike saying that it's a top three or four job, I would argue, yeah, I think it's a top two. I think it's a top two job. Top two job in Western North Carolina.
Are we talking about jobs that are available or all jobs in general?
I'm saying all jobs in general. If I'm a high school head coach and I had any school to pick from in Western North Carolina, it would be at minimum top three for me.
Wow.
I just think that much of the community. Great community, great support. The kids over there, they care very much. It's not hard to get kids to workouts. It's not hard to get support from the community. And then your principal, you know, college athlete, and his son was the greatest player, greatest athlete to ever go through West Henderson. I just think there's a lot of ways that you can succeed at West Henderson.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some high school football. What do you think? Let's talk about last week's picks.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Ugh, that's fantastic.
You're still not above 500.
I don't care. I'm going to celebrate this week as just glory.
It's because the slate was so little.
It's because we were all guessing. Because Pat doesn't know any of these teams.
No, we don't. We
clearly
don't
I do.
Much.
I know ball. This week I know ball.
Pat's a ball knower.
I'm a ball knower.
Loves balls.
No, ball.
Oh, ball. Yeah.
All right. So Pat, as you might imagine, went 4-1 this week.
Yes.
Mike and Carson 2-3. Lewis 1-4 falls another game behind Carson.
There we go. I'm down.
Lewis, there's plenty of games to get back.
My strategy was not to win this year, is not to get last.
Okay.
Well, you've accomplished that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, all of us, it's one of those where we're getting back. We joke about it, but these games, we don't know everything about it, but it's still weird seeing Pat at 4-1.
For sure.
It is.
Hey, call it a comeback. I've been here for years, baby.
Okay.
I would love to fact check all these numbers, by the way.
You're welcome to go back and go through all of them if you'd like.
I mean, I'm about to go back and listen to every episode, compare it to the pick sheet.
Please do. Yeah.
And then compare it to the numbers, because there's some discrepancies that happen over the course of a couple of days on the weekend.
Indeed.
So I did it real quick in the morning before I went to the racetrack and on Saturday, and then I realized I messed up the first game. It wasn't a pick 'em. Robbinsville didn't cover. And Pat was the only one who got that one right.
Indeed.
So.
Yeah, Robbinsville, they were enormous favorites, right? 37.5.
So let's talk about last week's games. These games presented by the Tire Connection, Black Mountain Tire.
Which, that's a ridiculous game. Once you go through all this, it's ridiculous. This is the fourth round of the playoffs. Remember that.
So South Davidson traveled to Robbinsville. Robbinsville, a 37.5 point home favorite. Robbinsville gets the win, but they do not cover. 41-7 for Robbinsville. They had 10 rushers who ran for 274 yards. That's 9.1 yards per carry. No individual stats on this game.
Just toting the rock.
Fourth round of the playoffs, you win by over 30.
That's a huge number.
It's ridiculous. It is. It's crazy, dude.
The whole 8A is, it's really messed up to small schools.
Yeah.
The small conference. I mean, anyway. Next up, Mitchell at Starmount. Starmount, a home 16.5 point favorite. Carson and Pat get this one correct as Starmount wins 58-22. Again, another big win.
Sucks for Mitchell.
Yeah. Starmount, 182 yards passing and 188 yards rushing. No stats for Mitchell. Mitchell was on a heater there at the end of the year.
They were. I mean, they finished very strong.
I mean, they were a gritty team all year, up and down, but then towards the end, they did turn it on.
Yeah.
So next up, another one that only Pat got correct.
Yes, because Pat is great.
Yeah. Corvian Community, I thought Corvian Community wins this one. You know, they beat Mount Heritage last year. Quality team. They're at Murphy in a pick 'em. Murphy wins 49-40. Pat gets it correct. Cam Clem. How many yards did he have last week? Anybody remember?
It was a lot.
Like 500 or something?
I think it was 400.
Well, he was way down this week. He had 26 carries for 377 yards and four touchdowns.
Wow. Goodness.
That's a tough day.
Yeah. I remember correctly, really Pat was like, Cam Clem's going to be the guy. And he was.
Yeah.
He stepped up and he was the guy.
Yeah.
Because I know ball.
So, but when you, Mike, when you say 49-40, I mean, that is... In those styles of offense, that is just, that's a lot of that quick scoring.
That's like 80 yards on second down every drive.
I mean, that is just because the time is the time's not stopping for like incomplete passes a whole lot.
That's right.
So last week, Cam Clem, 25 carries, 456, and 8 touchdowns. So he was way down this week.
Way down.
Good Lord.
377 yards. That's
you,
a fantastic.
Can you imagine being his coach? How like, many, son, you're going to pick
two
it up.
Weeks, those 2 weeks, he's had more rushing than a lot of teams in West North Carolina had for the season.
How many touchdowns did he have this week?
Just 4.
He's had 12 touchdowns in the last 2 weeks.
Son, you're going to have to pick it back up next week.
Oh, my goodness.
So Murphy, we'll get into it in a minute, but Murphy plays that Starmount team, so that's going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So next up, what looked to be a fantastic football game, Sun Valley at Watauga. This was a pick 'em. Mike, Carson, Pat, get this one correct. Watauga gets the win 31-28. This game was tied at halftime 21-21, and Watauga scored 10 in the fourth quarter to get the win. Quarterback Cade Keller, 14 of 19, 242 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Watauga only rushed it for 82 yards, and wide receiver Niall Pease, 2 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. They outthrew Sun Valley through the air. So this is – I went back and looked at the stats again. We've seen Watauga over the years.
Mainly beat Reynolds, but yeah.
They're a running team, right?
They are.
We've seen them run and run and run, but this year – they're passing the ball.
Indeed.
Did they learn how to pass?
They have found the forward pass in Watauga.
Wow. It finally got out there.
Yeah. And it's one of those where crazy things happen up on that mountain. I didn't expect that many points to be scored.
It was cold, cold,
cold. Cold night. But one of those, I mean, Watauga, we've said it all year, Watauga's a great football team.
Oh, yeah.
So next up. This was a replay of an overtime game from earlier in the season. Pisgah at Brevard. So pick them. Lewis and Mike, the only two to get this correct. Brevard smokes Pisgah, 49-28. Brevard quarterback Christian Conley, 5 of 8 for 143 and 3 touchdowns, 2 carries for 58 yards. Running back Thompson, 21 carries for 85 yards. For Pisgah, Landon Pope, 22 carries, 162 yards, and a touchdown. Guys, that's 7.4 yards a carry, and they only managed to put up 28 points.
Is that his final game, Pisgah?
Yes, that was his last game. Senior.
Tough year. Did you guys see the thing I sent out? There was two dudes that played for Texas. They played high school ball together, and then they played all year.
I saw it, but I've not viewed it yet because I was in the dentist chair.
Go check it out.
I will do that.
Pat had his new false teeth made.
I did.
Out of wood.
You got rid of the wood ones?
I put the wood ones in.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I always knew you wanted wood in your mouth.
Agony.
So, Carson.
Yes, sir.
Western North Carolina still alive and kicking in the playoffs.
They are still alive, and it helps when you have two teams in Western North Carolina playing each other. But I'd heard stuff all year. I don't know if Brevard's built to make that same run they did last year. I just don't know if they're physical enough. I don't know if they're this, that. And, you know, I had my doubts at times as well. But this Brevard team has made another very, very great run.
Brevard, very senior heavy. I was looking at their guys today, very senior heavy.
It's going to be
a change.
Going to be tough.
With all the job openings, you might consider moving on.
Yeah. Could be.
Just kidding.
Well, we watched that whole group come through youth league.
Yes.
Very talented.
Oh, yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, Pisgah, great run. I thought it was going to be another close one. Brevard is too much for them.
It'd be interesting to have been at both games, and what was the difference?
Right.
I mean, this game went to overtime.
Double overtime.
Yeah, double overtime, like 3-4 weeks ago. It wasn't that long ago.
I think it was 4 weeks,
It's the last game of the regular season.
Yeah.
And now for a blowout for Brevard, I mean, what was the difference?
Statement win.
One coaching staff prepared.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say the Brevard coaching staff made some fantastic adjustments.
Yes, huge adjustments. The kids stepped up. And looking back, we've talked about how it's difficult to beat a good team twice. And it was like maybe that first game was the game for Pisgah to win.
Right.
I do want to talk just a minute. Early on, before the season even started, we were talking about schedules. And let's be honest, we were giving Reynolds some grief about their schedule.
I always do that, yeah.
Well, I want to tell you that three of their non-conference teams that they played, they're still in the playoffs.
Sure.
You know, we gave them a hard time. They didn't play East Forsyth. They didn't play West Forsyth. They didn't play the guys.
No, they played the smaller schools.
Watauga's not smaller.
No.
But well, you know what I'm talking about. Traditionally.
Well, they didn't play Watauga. Watauga played everybody else
in
the
county. Yes, yes.
But Murphy, still in the playoffs.
Yes.
Maiden, still in the playoffs. Yep. Brevard, still in the playoffs. Yep. And still undefeated.
Yep. Yes.
So their non-conference was actually, it was real good.
Yeah. Does that mean they might be the new standard?
Could be. Reynolds is the standard.
Oh, no. Reynolds is still the standard.
No, I mean, maybe. They're out. They're sitting at the house. Oh, that's why. That's what he's done for the last 10 years.
Once Loss retires, it'll be interesting to see if they can stay the standard, but they're still the standard.
I'm hoping no on that.
Interesting, though, because like Mike said, I mean, we all were just absolutely, I mean, we're maybe like, not Pat, but we were,
right.
But the rest of us were like,
they're playing I can't believe they're playing Murphy, Maiden, and Brevard. Yeah, they're still in the playoffs.
And is this the fifth round this week?
Yes, fifth round.
Fifth round. So, I mean.
They're not playing Thanksgiving weekend. They're playing the week after Thanksgiving. Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will make a note, Robbinsville, with 1A, it's real small. They do not have a game this week. They move directly to the state championship, so they get a week off to get ready. So,
what do you feel about that?
So, but both teams are doing it, right?
Yes, yeah, both sides of the state.
So I think it's okay.
Well, here's what I think. With 8 divisions and trying to cram it all in 2 days, why not go and play those guys this week down in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, wherever they're going to play it.
Do you know where the state championship is played?
So they have them in. They're not playing at Carter Finley this year. They're playing at Keenan. They're playing at Wake Forest. And they're playing at, there's one more.
They're playing at Duke?
Yes, they're playing at Duke.
They
Duke,
split
Carolina,
it up to three?
Yeah.
That sucks.
So why not go ahead and play those? 1A and 8A are done. They're moving. They've already moved to the state championship. Why not play them this week?
True.
Be done
with it. You could.
Play them on Saturday. Play them both the same facility.
Yeah.
None of the colleges are playing this weekend.
No.
Yeah, that'd be
good.
None
around here.
North Carolina colleges.
Yeah, none around here.
Yeah.
I like that idea, Mike.
And then next week, you've only got 6 to play instead of 8. Yeah. And if you want to watch multiple games, it's a lot easier because those two are already done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed.
I like that.
This is a good
plan. Would be our talk. We talked about college football and their schedule needs to be changed. If we could be the high school sports commissioner, a lot of stuff would make more sense.
Yeah.
I think you just let Mike and I handle all the decisions.
Indeed. But
you would disband Reynolds from the association.
He would definitely.
I wouldn't do that, but you know, it'd be fun to make those decisions logic.
I would like to see Lewis's schedule for Reynolds.
Yeah.
It'd be Weddington, Providence Day, Myers Park, West Charlotte. It's like all on the road.
Listen, some common sense could be applied.
Yes.
A little bit would not hurt.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Well, I want to interject something here that's not necessarily football related, but it is related to the comments that you just made about Mike and Lewis running the whole show. Do y'all know the movie 7?
Oh, yeah.
With Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt?
Yes, where the head ends up in the box.
Exactly.
And then
So Charlie had never seen that movie, so we let her watch it last night in the house.
You let her? How old is she?
Anyway, that's wild. She was really dumb. It was obviously a very good movie. Y'all remember the scene when they paid the FBI guy to get the list of the books and then they wind up going to his apartment, knocking on the door, and then the guy shows up and, you know, shoots him, and then Brad Pitt takes off and chases after him, right?
Yeah.
So if you remember, after that scene, the villain gets away and Brad Pitt's pretty beat up and he comes back to the apartment door all beat up and bloody and he's trying to open the door. Now, this is where... this is where my relationship enters into this, because I'm the Morgan Freeman character in this role,
okay.
And Mike and Lewis are the Brad Pitt character, because they start having this discussion, and Morgan Freeman is desperately trying to explain to them, we have no reason to have knocked on this door. We cannot just open this door and go in. We don't have a reason to be here. And then he thinks he's finally talked some sense into the guy. And he turns and he kicks the door in. He goes, well, I guess there's no more arguing about it anymore, unless you can fix that. And I'm And of course, Morgan calls him a stupid SOB, which that's exactly what my reaction would have been. Anyway, side note, because the rule following versus the non.
So speaking of rule following, can I tell you all a funny racing story while we got a minute?
Yeah.
This last weekend, we raced at Newport, and we tried a little different motor combination. It didn't work out for us. It was twin races. We didn't run all that great. But after the race, there were some really stupid calls that were made by the officials.
Like during inspection and all that?
Well, during the day,
okay.
The rules. And then during the race, there were some really stupid things that were called. We got disqualified because we hurt the tech man's feelings.
Seriously? Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got disqualified because we hurt somebody's feelings.
I didn't think racing was like that.
Is racing going blue?
This guy. It was 100% ridiculous.
I do back the blue, but not that blue.
Was this in Tennessee?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, he's a Pisgah guy, but yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
He's a Pisgah guy.
That makes sense.
So anyway.
Well, all of us look at Pat immediately.
Yeah.
I know a Pisgah guy.
Anyway.
I like a Pisgah guy.
We got thrown out because we hurt the tech man's feelings. Now, we were reinstated later in the evening after some other harsh words and arguments.
Get reinstated.
But we were reinstated, but give me a break, man. Mm-hmm. We're just racing. We don't throw people out for hurt feelings. We throw them out for illegal carburetors and big cams and that sort of stuff. Not hurt feelings.
I will tell you, though.
Listen, tech man. Grow a set.
Well,
go ahead, Carson.
Here's my thoughts. So I'm sitting in NC State's football stadium, and I'm getting verbally abused. And I would like to know if Mike Anderson, one of my best friends, was sitting right next to me, where would he have been verbally abusing me as well, or would he have taken up for
no,
me?
No,
we both know the first two words Mike's going to say.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's how this
That's
works.
That's how it starts.
Carson. It's okay for me to verbally abuse you. It's not okay for somebody
okay,
else.
Okay, thank you.
It's like your
especially
brother.
Unprovoked.
Right. Okay. Like, I'd go right at him.
Yeah,
you don't
appreciate
mess with my
that.
Guy. Now,
I appreciate that.
I can mess
that.
With my guy, but you can't mess with my
correct.
Guy.
Correct. That is the correct, and that is how all listeners need to be with their guys, because it's the same thing. It is one of those, I thought I had a get-out-of-jail-free card. Well, they don't care when your wife is in NC State stuff.
No,
they don't.
No.
I needed
if
someone like...
If you were sitting with Jack now, that's different, because he was a football star in
yes,
Raleigh.
Yes, that would have been. And did you also see, speaking of Jack, Gibbons won. They
yes.
beat Gardner in the playoffs, last-second field goal in 7A. Electric. And I walked by, so Gibbons, for all the listeners, Gibbons is a school in Raleigh, 7A. Football powerhouse.
Explain to us that they're not a private school, but they are, so, and they compete with the public. Go ahead.
They're
Charlotte Catholic.
They're, you know, they can give scholarships. They can recruit. They play in the public school stuff, but there's a cost of tuition and whatnot. I still don't understand it. I think it's that patriarch word or patriot. I don't even know.
What, you're patriotic?
Yes.
I like America too.
All I know is when I passed by, it was my first time seeing their football
patriarchal,
stadium.
Yeah.
That is a facility, and you can tell
awesome,
people pay to be there, and yeah. It's their facility is literally right next to the NC State football stadium, and I'm like, wow. Well, fun fact, the team they beat Gardner, Jack, my sister's husband was telling me.
Is that hard to say? Sister's husband?
Yeah, sister's husband.
Which, by the way, was Jack's wife at the game?
No, she was not. She stayed home to
watch
the
kids. That's
why
y'all got
Thank
in trouble.
Goodness. Yeah, that is. My sister would have kept us out of trouble.
But another
anyways,
way of saying it would be brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law, yes. Brother-in-law. But hey, they played Gardner. Do you know where Gardner's running back's going?
I have no idea.
Where? Ohio State.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Ohio okay. State. So I'm just like, yeah, you know, we talk about football around here, and that was a fourth-round matchup. Is the Ohio State's running back's team lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So interesting.
Is Cardinal Gibbons going to win this week?
I think it'll be another tough game, but supposedly Gibbons.
So, Carson, we're going to add that game to our pick sheet. Are you ready?
Perfect. I'm ready.
Tell us again who's playing.
So you got Cardinal Gibbons.
At home.
At home versus Clayton.
Clayton, like the people who make the mobile homes in Inca?
It says Clayton Homes. I'm sure. Clayton, North Carolina.
Clayton, North Carolina.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are they on they're on the eastern part of the state. Is that correct?
They are. They are. Okay. So, like Clayton, for example, they beat D.H. Conley out of Greenville. Mm-hmm. They beat him 47-7 in the playoffs.
Okay. So, I just looked up the spread real quick. Cardinal Gibbons, a 12.5-point home favorite against Clayton.
Yeah.
Lewis, you're first. Who are you taking?
I think I got to go with Clayton on this one.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, I tell you, Clayton's got some big-time recruits, so I don't know if that's – I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. They've got an NC State commit. They've got another defensive lineman that's waiting, multiple programs. Is Clemson, Miami, Penn State, is that decent for a defensive lineman?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Gibbons, and I'm going to go ride with my guy, Jack Grayson.
Pat?
Following Carson's lead, please. I know nothing about either team. I'm going to go on the record and say that.
We just added this to the pick sheet 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
I'm also going Cardinal Gibbons because my guy, Jack Grayson, if you want to see his stats, just Google Jack Grayson Huddle High School stats. They pop right up. I watch them all the time.
Yeah, honestly, adding him to the family has like been the best thing because it's like, yeah, we've got a big time football player in our family now.
He's not real big. His linemen were real big.
Dude, and, the holes that he could run through, 2,700 yards.
I could drive Carson's car through those holes.
Yeah. What did Jagger have? How many yards do you think he had his senior year?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, so Jagger, his senior year, had 2,776 yards with 9.8 yards per
carry.
How many
touchdowns?
A lot.
It was 36 touchdowns, Carson.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad. Ooh, my boy Jack had a lot.
How many was it that many?
I think it was like 24, 26.
Set it down.
Mm. Not bad for Raleigh football.
Yeah, but listen, Raleigh football versus Western North Carolina, that's a big difference.
Watching the highlight film, it makes Jack very uncomfortable, but the only thing he likes pointing out on it is which players went and played at Georgia and Penn State and stuff that he's playing against.
Mm. All right, so let's start with our first Western North Carolina game. We got South Davidson at Robbinsville.
Ooh, is it a 50-point spread?
It was like 30 or something, as I recall, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I totally messed that up. That was last week. Let's start with the first of this week. You ready, Pat?
Indeed. I don't think we can go back in time and do anything about it, Mike.
So Starmount at Murphy. Murphy, listen, Cam Clem.
He can run the ball.
Cam Clem. And their offensive line. That's the keys for Murphy. Their offensive line has got to be fantastic for Cam Clem to have 1,100 yards in 2 weeks or whatever it is. They haven't lost since they lost to Reynolds. They're 11-2 on the year. For Starmount, they're also 11-2. They've won 6 in a row, and in 4 of their last 5, Carson, they've scored 50-plus points. Murphy, a 9.5-point home favorite. Carson, who you think wins this game?
I'm going to have to go with Starmount, and I think that Starmount keeps it rolling, and I think a Western North Carolina team gets knocked off here.
Pat?
I disagree completely. Go Murphy. Cam Clem.
If Cam Clem can control the game, they also had a couple running backs with 80-plus yards. They don't put stats on Max Preps right now, but I was looking at the ACT. They had probably 80-plus yard guys. If they can control the game on the ground, I think Murphy wins and covers. Lewis?
I'm going with Murphy as well. I believe in the Mountains.
Indeed.
Unlike Carson.
Put Carson on an island, not the mountain.
Fine with me. I like being at the top.
So next up, we have Northern Guilford, 12-1 at Watauga, 13-0. This is a pick 'em. They have one common opponent, Lewis. You know who that is?
I do not.
Asheville High. Watauga beat Asheville High 49-7, while Northern Guilford beat them 46-13. On the year, Northern Guilford scores 33 while giving up 16. Quarterback Jackson Kemp, 145 yards a game, 23 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. Senior running back Amari Akers, 102 yards a game and 17 touchdowns. Senior linebacker Chance Cruz, he averages 10 tackles a game. He has 1 interception, 7 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, a blocked field goal. Their only loss? East Forsyth. Pretty good team.
Pretty good
indeed.
Team. Yeah.
For Watauga, of course, they're undefeated. They score 45 while giving up 13. Senior quarterback Keller, 201 yards a game to the air, 33 touchdowns. Guys, only 3 interceptions all year. So he's making some good decisions. They have 173 yards a game rushing, and sophomore linebacker John Wilson Mills, 10 tackles a game, leads the defense at linebacker. Pat, you're looking at me like you're ready to choose, so I'm going to let you go first.
Yes, I'm going to stay with the Mountains, like Lewis said earlier. We're going Watauga.
One thing I should add, it's going to be below freezing Friday.
Even more important to go
probably
with Watauga.
Probably some snow. The home field advantage at Watauga is probably a bigger home field advantage than any other team in the state of North Carolina.
I agree with that completely.
I also am taking Wataga.
Me three.
Clean sweep.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Sorry, Wataga.
Well, welcome Northern Guilford to the state championship.
Yep.
So next up, this is an interesting game. This is a game of Reynolds non-conference. Maiden 9-4 at 13-0 Brevard.
Oof.
Brevard, a 6.5-point home favorite. Brevard revenged their closest win last week with Pisgah. They score 41 a game while giving up 18. For Maiden, they lost to Reynolds 26-7 when Brevard beat them 31-7. Let me redo the score for Maiden. Reynolds 27, Maiden 26. To get in the playoffs, Maiden has beat Northern Surrey 49-21, Newton Conover 29-6, and High Brighton 29-28. On the year, they're scoring 33 while giving up 21. I'll be first on this one. Listen, Brevard's a team of destiny. Brevard's headed to the state championship. Brevard wins by a lot this week.
Yeah, we've been saying that all year. I'm going with Brevard as well.
Carsonian?
Inside of a touchdown, I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to go with Maiden covering.
Good.
Brevard.
Carson, I really think you should reconsider that pick.
That's three differences with you already, Carson. I'm retaking the lead this week.
I think it's just two. We've only had three games.
Clayton. Oh, yeah, Clayton. This could get bad. Okay.
Let's do it.
Exciting stuff.
So that's all the games we have this week. So, guys, who has the fun question this week?
Well, I have a fun question for you guys. We had a great time at the, what was that called? The Friendsgiving?
Friendsgiving.
We're your friends, Pat.
Indeed, that's true. You are my friends. What are we going to do at the, do we have a Christmas version of this?
Yeah, we're doing Friendsmas.
What's it called?
Friendsmas.
Friendsmas?
Yeah.
Friendsmas. So we got to do that. Are we going to do like a white elephant or a secret Santa? Or
I think we should definitely do a white elephant. What's a white elephant where you...
Wait, what's a white elephant?
So is a white elephant where you, everybody, you know, you bring a gift, you wrap it with no one's name on it, and then you get a number and...
Yes.
Okay. So if you're the first one, whatever it is, the top number goes...
It's like Dirty Santa.
Yes, yeah. Dirty Santa. Okay.
And then there's like a swapping thing you can do without opening them or something. Yes.
So Pat loves to
Secret Santa is where I'm assigned you randomly or I'm given Lewis or something like that.
So we're doing all of us and our wives and then Carson and his kids.
Yes. And we're doing Dirty Santa.
Wait, your wife ain't going to come?
I'm going to ask her to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can have it here or at Pat's.
Yeah,
either way works. Either
one, but we're doing it.
We'll light a fire here.
Yeah, we can do that here. We're not going to do that at my house because Mike builds a fire that's too freaking big. I saw the picture of Lewis's phone of the last fire you set.
My concern with Mike's fire is how close it is to the propane on the Blackstone.
No. The concern should be the field. We were out here the other night, 50-mile-an-hour winds, and the fire was 3 feet above the pit.
It's because he's a pyromaniac.
So two things. I am a pyromaniac. Number two, when state's on TV late, I got to build a fire or something. If I sit on the couch, I'll be asleep. So I got to stay up to watch them.
So
I
tornado-forced winds, you decide to build the bonfire.
Yes, so we did a bonfire.
Wednesday, I've got a state game at 9:15. It's going to be 31 degrees. Do I build a fire and watch it outside just to stay awake?
Yes, you do.
Are you coming over?
Yes.
Pat, you coming?
No, it's too late. I'm in bed.
9:15? When are they playing?
9:15 Auburn.
But Mike,
Wednesday?
Yes.
And I'll be at Expert Tech at 5 in the morning.
So you'll be here.
I'll just stay here.
Expert Tech's 3 minutes away.
I'll go straight to Expert Tech.
I will not be wearing shorts this time.
Okay.
All right. That's crazy.
So fire at my house Wednesday, 9 o'clock. Anybody wants to come?
9 o'clock.
I will send you the address.
I really hope like 30 people show
That's
up.
That's hilarious.
I'll send everybody. You message us and I'll send you the address. We'll sit in the driveway.
Yes.
My wife's in there saying no, but 100%.
It's a yes.
It's a yes.
I'll post it on Instagram.
Hang on. Will you post his address as well?
Yes. So anyway, 9:15, come to my house. I've got a fire. We're going to watch the game.
Outside. Oh, goodness.
Outside, because the cold will keep me awake.
But yeah, Friendsmas will be fun.
It'll be a good time. We have to figure out a date to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
So guys, listen, thanks for being here.
I thought we had a fun question.
That was the fun question.
It was not a great fun question, but here we are.
Yeah.
Behind the beard, Brought to you by Tire Pros.
Somebody might Black find Mountain that Tire. A fun question. I found it kind of fun.
It was great. It was great.
The fun part will be when we tell everybody what everybody gets out after the...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
After the selection of the random gifts.
Well, we were talking about one of the big successes of the Friendsgiving was that we all got started at like 3 in the afternoon and everybody was gone out of my house by 7.
Wait, started what?
Started the party.
What do you mean party?
Well, we had food and beverages and
games. Oh, we had beverages?
Games.
We were drinking early.
The Friendsmas will definitely start around the same time because that was perfect.
Yeah, it was. We're in bed by 8.
Now, are we going to go around the neighborhood and Christmas carol?
Oh, we definitely will.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Carson.
Let us meet your neighbors.
Carson. Oh, no, we're doing it here at Mike's house.
Carson, will you sing your favorite Christmas carol? Go ahead.
Give me some time.
His grandma got run over by a reindeer, right?
I don't know that one.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
We have lost it.
Well, yeah. We have lost it. We're done.
We love you
Thanks
guys.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Yes. Yeah.